You're listening to SBS News.
A new case of COVID-19 has been recorded in Victoria. A public health response is underway after a man in his 30s recently returned to Australia from overseas and undertook hotel quarantine in South Australia. He traveled to Victoria and returned to his home in the suburb of Wollert on the 4th of May. He developed symptoms 4 days later on the 8th of May. The man was tested on Monday the 10th and returned a positive result on Tuesday. Contact tracing is currently underway. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 were recorded. 4 new cases were detected by returned overseas travellers. Dr. Stephen Canati from New South Wales Health says investigators remain concerned as they have not yet identified the mystery missing link in the community.
High testing rates are vital for detecting any unidentified chains of transmission in the community as early as possible. Despite extensive investigations into the source of 2 locally acquired cases announced last week, New South Wales Health has not identified how the initial case was exposed to COVID-19. They may have acquired the infection through brief contact with a currently unidentified person who was infectious in the community.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has promoted access to international travel when borders reopen as an incentive for Australians to roll up their sleeves for coronavirus jabs. The Morrison government is creating a 3-principle path for reopening, including travel bubbles, immunization, and potential changes to quarantine rules. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham confirmed the international borders, however, will remain closed for the foreseeable future.
In Australia, we want to make sure that we keep people safe, which is why we're being so cautious in things like international borders. We don't know and we can't know because ultimately we have to be informed by the health advice around how the vaccine rollout will actually protect Australians. The message certainly we want Australians to hear is that they should follow the health advice. They should absolutely go out and get vaccinated when it's their turn to do so. And we'll continue to drive that message through the year. But it does face uncertainties.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese criticised several areas of the federal government's strategic response to the coronavirus pandemic.
That failure to deliver what they said they would do, and there's nowhere that that's more evident than in the 2 fundamental jobs that this government had, to roll out the vaccine and to set up appropriate quarantine facilities. This government said we're at the front of the queue and we're way down the back. This government said regarding Australians who are stranded overseas that they'd all be home by Christmas.
It comes as mass vaccination hubs operate in several major cities as part of an expansion of the vaccine rollout program. So far, just over 2.6 million jabs have been administered nationwide. Dr. Rob Grenfell, health director from the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, told the Nine Network vaccine supply is an ongoing hurdle.
The supply will remain a problem as it has been all the way through this pandemic or the vaccination program. Great news that we've just received another shipment of Pfizer, and also our local production is certainly stable and coming through. As you know, there's a lot of issues with regards to making sure those batches are tested and to make sure that they're actually fit for administration. So, yeah, supply is going to be a problem for a long time to come.
Meanwhile, lawyers have expressed disappointment after the federal court dismissed part of a challenge to the government's ban on Australian citizens and residents returning home from India. Gary Newman, a 73-year-old Melbourne man who was stranded in Bangalore for more than a year, launched the legal challenge last week. His lawyers told the court that the biosecurity order preventing people from entering Australia if they'd been in India in the last fortnight overrode his common law right to return home. Government lawyers argued the Act prevails over such rights if it's needed to protect the national interest. They're now considering whether to pursue 2 extra constitutional issues. Mr. Newman's lawyer, Michael Bradley, explains.
There's the possibility of an urgent appeal from the decision yesterday. These constitutional issues, which are much bigger, more far-reaching questions, remain undetermined, and we have to work out whether there's a purpose in continuing the case to deal with that. There's also the issue of the precedent that it sets and what's going to happen next time the quarantine system system gets overloaded. It didn't take much for that to happen, and there's every reason to be concerned.
The Indian travel ban is set to end on the 15th of May, with repatriation flights planned for the most vulnerable of Australians there. There are currently 9,000 Australians in India who want to come home, with around 900 of them considered vulnerable. I want you to sigh and come back to me, yeah. And love is distinct from possession and from greed. Save Our Scene and Music Victoria have launched their No QR Code, No Entry COVID-Safe Compliance Initiative in the hope of being able to return to business. The initiative pledges 100% check-in compliance to enable fast contact tracing in the case of an outbreak and make live music one of the safest and most compliant industries in Victoria. Simone Skinkel, CEO of Music Victoria, says the industry is desperate to get back to normal and the tough approach is necessary to earn the trust of health authorities.
No QR, no entry is simply that. If you don't check in, you don't get in. And that way, if there is an outbreak or if there is a level of concern, we know who was here, when they were here, and how to get in touch. It's a hardline approach to ensure that our density quotient restrictions continue to be lifted. We can't trade like this, and we want to get back up and running.
Australian Olympians have this week begun receiving vaccination against COVID-19 ahead of the delayed Tokyo Games in July and August. The Australian Olympic Committee has established vaccination centres in most capital cities. AOC Chief Executive Matt Carroll says it gives athletes comfort and certainty before travelling to Japan. Mr. Carroll also addressed growing opposition to the event by the Japanese community.
Rolled out across Australia yesterday. We're using the Academies of Sports, so we're not putting any strain on the public system. The first jab will be finished by the end of the week, and then 4 weeks later for the Pfizer jab, we'll run the next one. I've had no news yet of any not taking up. We'll do a count at the end of the week after all the sports have been through. But by and large, what I've heard, that they're all very keen, all very thankful. For the opportunity.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.